Hello, good afternoon.
Yes.
My name is Tony calling from Metro Research. And we're conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary, but important to the success of this research, and all your answers are confidential. Okay, and when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied,
okay. So would just be would that be very or just somewhat satisfied?
Somewhat satisfied.
Okay. All right, sir. And, when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it's not an important issue to you, and 10 means it's very important. Right? You can choose any number from 0 to 10. Racism and discrimination from 0 to 10.
Zero.
Zero. Okay, not important issue, right? Okay, voting rights.
No, 10.
Okay, yes, sir. Because 0 is not important and 10 is very important.
Yeah.
Okay, voting rights.
10.
Immigration.
10.
Crime and violence.
10.
Democracy.
10.
Abortion rights.
10.
Jobs and wages.
10.
Reproductive freedom.
10.
K-12 education.
10.
Student loan debt.
10.
Climate change.
10.
Inflation and the cost of living.
10.
Healthcare.
10.
And criminal justice reform.
10.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. And as you may know, there will be an election for president in the U.S. Congress and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes, something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not likely to vote at all, and 10 means that you are extremely likely to vote?
10.
All right. Thank you. All right, sir. And just for qualification purposes for this survey, what is your race? Would that be white, black, or African-American, American Indian or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, or Hispanic?
Black.
Latinos. All right, thank you. All right, sir, and are you registered to vote? Like many people are not registered.
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir, and do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Male.
All right. And, okay, and, what is the year of your birth?
1954.
Okay. Okay, so and, what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
12.
Okay, a 12th grade high school graduate, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so and, no matter how frequently you vote in the election, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power that you feel that your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, but 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
10.
All right, sir, and how much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate that amount of power that you feel that the black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that the black community has no power at all, but 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
10.
Okay. All right, sir. Now, please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. 5 means that you not feel particularly warm or cold, like a neutral, okay? But, you know, if you have no opinion and have never heard of that person or organization, please, you can indicate that as well. The first one will be the Republican Party from 0 to 10.
Zero.
Okay, Joe Biden.
10.
The Democratic Party.
10.
Kamala Harris.
10.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
10.
And Donald Trump.
0.
Okay. All right, sir. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, or Jill Stein? Or undecided, or do not plan to vote?
Kamala Harris.
Okay. All right, sir. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democrat.
Okay. All right, sir. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Jorgensen, Howie Hawkins, or maybe other?
Biden.
Joe Biden. Okay. All right, sir, thinking back, you know, to the last 4 years, would you say your life has gotten much worse, stayed about the same, or better, or much better?
Better,
okay. And thinking about your network or, you know, of friends and associates, would you say that everyone votes, most of them vote, it's about half and half, most of them don't vote, or none of them vote?
Most of them vote.
Okay. All right, sir. Below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should be happening by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that the persons or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, okay? Where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress. A 5 means that you're not sure, and 0 means that you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress, okay? You may choose any number from 0 to 10. The first one will be President Biden.
10.
Does that meaning that you certainly, that he certainly prevented progress?
10.
Do you think he prevented progress in the country?
No.
Okay, so yeah. Remember, 0 is a certainly did not prevent progress, and 5 is not sure, and certainly 10 is certainly prevented progress, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what number would you give it from 0 to 10?
5.
Okay, the Supreme Court. Do you think certainly did not prevent progress? Not sure, or certainly prevented progress?
10.
Okay, Republicans in the U.S. Congress.
5.
Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly.
5.
Donald Trump.
0.
Okay. Governor Kemp.
10.
10. And white supremacist.
0.
Okay. All right, sir. Below is a list of policies and statements that have, you know, obstructed progress in the black communities. After each one, please indicate how much you believe, you know, that addressing or overcoming these obstacles would motivate you or people in your network, you know, to vote using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it would not motivate you to vote at all, 5 means that you're not sure, and 10 means that it would strongly motivate you to vote, okay? But you may choose any number from 0 to 10. Okay, the 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act protests, you know, pregnant workers. Attorney General Chris Carr sued the block in Georgia, hindering accommodations for pregnant new mothers and recovering workers. Would that motivate you? Not sure, or would it strongly motivate you to vote?
10.
Okay. 14 years after, you know, the Affordable Care Act of 2010 provided 90% funding for states to expand Medicaid, nearly 500,000 low-income adults in Georgia remain uninsured. Governor Brian Kemp's decision not to expand Medicaid means that, you know, 120,000 black individuals in Georgia still lack access to health coverage. Would that not motivate you? Not sure, or would strongly motivate you to vote?
10.
Okay. All right, sir. When we have made strides towards building black power together, while there is still significant work ahead, it is crucial to recognize and challenge the forces obstructing our advancement. By standing united and maintaining patience with each other, we can effectively confront these obstacles and continue our journey towards future progress. Would not motivate you, not sure, or would strongly motivate you?
10.
All right, and the 2019 Foster Youth to Independence Program offers 3 to 5 years of housing aid for those aging out of foster care. Georgia can request 500 vouchers, but has only requested 8 more actions. You know, more actions is needed as black youth 18 to 24 are disproportionately affected by homelessness. Would that motivate you? Not sure, or would strongly motivate you?
Strongly motivate.
What number would you give it, sir, from 0 to 10?
10.
All right, and the last one said that the 2021 Infrastructure and Job Act supports the Affordable Connectivity Program, saving low-income and rural families up to $30 a month on internet bills. Over 720,000 Georgia households benefit, saving $21.8 million monthly. Would that motivate you? Not sure. Or would not motivate you? Not sure. Or would strongly motivate you from 0 to 10? What number would you give it, sir?
5
on that one. Okay. All right, sir. Okay, so we're almost done with this survey. Thank you for your responses so far. I'm going to ask you some of the questions again, okay? Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. But please answer based on how you feel right now, okay? No matter how frequently you vote in an election, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate that amount of power that you feel that your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, but 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
10.
All right. And how much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate that amount of power that you feel that the black community has to make on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that the black community has no power at all, but 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community. 0 to 10, what number would you say?
10.
Okay. All right, sir, and as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, and state local office in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes, you know, some things come up that prevent people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in a 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not likely to vote at all, But 10 means that you are extremely likely to vote, but you can choose any number from 0 to 10. Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
What number would you say that you're voting? Like how much, likely 10. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. And thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say your life has gotten much worse, or stay about the same, better, or much better?
Better.
All right. And do you consider yourself to be 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else? Hello?
Yes.
Which one? Number 1, number 2, 3, or 4?
4.
Okay, 1 was heterosexual or straight, 2 is lesbian or gay, and 3, bisexual. And 4, be something else.
4,
okay. Can you specify number 4? Something else?
Yes.
What is it?
Something else.
Something else, okay. All right. Okay, so now are you married, unmarried, with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
And are you a parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
And, okay, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
And in politics today, do you consider yourself to be Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
All right, sir, and do you consider yourself to be a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir, and how would you describe your employment status? Would you say full-time, part-time, temporary laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-home parent, or student?
Permanently disabled.
Permanently disabled, okay. All right, sir, and last question, that was last year, that is 2023. What was your total of family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine, okay?
Yes.
How much?
$13,000.
50? 13. Okay, so be less than 24,000, right?
Yeah.
All right, sir. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay, you have a great day, sir. Appreciate your help. Great evening.
All right. Yes, sir.
Bye-bye.